You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Alongside Matt Wilhelm, I'm Dave DiNatale. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Interesting note from college football. Apparently, University of Illinois has fired their head coach, Tim Beckman, today.
It's odd.
As a result of, I guess, an investigation of misconduct in terms of player treatment.
Goes back to the old Mike Leach putting guys in the woodshed.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe throughout training camp for disobeying his orders.
Yeah. So Bill Cubitt is going to take over on an interim basis.
But shocking this soon before the opener.
A week before the season starts.
But they must have found something that set them over the edge to make the move that they did. If the investigation was ongoing, otherwise you ride it into the season. You know,
and then you deal with it.
You deal with it, you know, once the season's over.
Not the case.
Not the case.
Interesting. I was wondering if former Browns coach Butch Davis might be. I saw that on Twitter. Like, he would be a candidate. But at least for now, they're going to stick with Bill Cubitt as their interim coach.
Sure.
So
it could change very quickly.
Exactly.
Though.
We'll watch that story here as we go. Now, we know the Browns getting set to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow night in preseason game number 3. A number of key players who have been injured for the course of training camp in the preseason are expected to play tomorrow, including cornerback Joe Hayden, who spent some time with the media yesterday.
Joe, how's the leg?
It's doing a lot better. It's doing a whole lot better. Yeah, just been treatment every day. You know what I'm saying? They've been taking really good care of me in there. So, I mean, it's getting a whole lot better.
What would you like to see the first team defense do in Tampa?
I would like to see us get, and as long as we play in there, you know what I'm saying, just try to get some 3-and-outs. You know, we haven't been able to get off the field on third down, and that's something that, I mean, our run game, they've been able to stop the run pretty well, but on our 3rd-and-5s, 3rd-and-6s, 3rd-and-7s, anything like that, it's on the secondary to be able to get off the field. So the one thing I want to be able us to do is, you know, of course, stop the run, and then secondary be able to make plays on third down to get off the field.
Do you have any early impressions of Winston? I know it's just been a couple preseason games, but I know you're a big college football fan. Mm-hmm. What do you think of him as a player there, and what do you expect from him in the NFL?
I liked him a whole lot in college. You know, his poise, he can make all the throws. And, I haven't really seen too much from him in preseason, but I think he has everything it takes to be a franchise quarterback in the league.
All the people missing practice and perhaps the quarterback situation with Manziel out for a while. Seem to have eroded the optimism outside your locker room. What has all this done to your optimism about what kind of team the Browns can be?
Oh, nothing at all. You know, inside, the outside noise, you know, we're always going to hear that. But inside, you know, it's just people, injuries happen. You got to take time to heal. You know what I'm saying? The next people got to step up, gives other people opportunities. So, I mean, you know, right now with the injuries, we just feel like everybody's getting back healthier. People are working on it. And once we get the full squad out there, we'd be nice. But until then, it just give other people opportunities to make their case.
You expect to play Saturday night?
That's why I look forward to it.
How much time does a secondary need together? Like, fans, sometimes these guys have been out for a while. You guys are veterans. Do you think that you can guys just one game and you'll be fine, ready?
I don't think it's really going to take. We've been doing this with OTAs, Git wasn't there. But now when training camp started, we're just going over the plays, understanding the system, understanding the defense. You know, once you're in there with guys like Tremont and Gip and Dante and even K-1, just being able to just say a call, and everybody just gets to it. They know exactly what's going on. So, I mean, just us being able to know the playbook so well inside and out, I think that'd just be able to help out. So when they're out there, it won't show any difference.
Could you have played Joe against, you know, going back to Washington, had it been a regular game, or were you hurting?
No, regular season, I would have been able to go.
It's been, with everybody missing here and there throughout camp, is it hard for you? I mean, you hope that you'll be real good. You think you'll be real good in the secondary. Is it really hard to know what it's going to look like since you haven't been together, especially in games?
We've been building. I mean, in games, you know, game-type situations are definitely different, but I feel like it's been people that we have out are used to the game. The game isn't too big for them. You know, we're just out there, and as long as everybody's healthy and playing together, we'll be able to be okay. But I think not getting all the reps that we need to practice together, I don't think that's going to hurt us too bad.
We ask you about Justin Gilbert a lot, and we saw him in Buffalo. He had a bad practice, and then now he's hurt. How do you think he's handling year two and maybe not being where everybody else thinks he should be?
I mean, everybody, he can't really can't really control what everybody else wants him to be. I mean, I think it's very, very unfortunate that he got hurt. I mean, he was definitely in there doing I could tell a way improvement from his rookie season. It's just really unfortunate that he's hurt. But he's just getting the treatment, getting right, trying to get better, trying to get back out there.
Where do you think this defense has improved most from last year to this year?
For one, understanding of the whole defense, and then for sure, I like our run game. Just dudes in there making plays and just being able to play their gaps, not trying to go out of themselves and make a play that they don't need to make. I think the one big thing about our D-line and linebackers is just standing in your gap, not trying to make a play that's not yours. It's, you're in your gap for a reason. So I think everybody just playing gap system ball and just making sure that not every play is meant for them and sometimes taking two to open it up for somebody else. I could do a lot more, man. I mean, just as far as, like, leading by example, and then as far as my play goes, man, I just want to be able to just lock it down. I mean, I started off the season last year kind of slow and then picked it up, so I definitely want to start off on fire and just keep it going the whole season.
Hey, Joe, you've been in this league long enough now to be able to assess talent.
Mm-hmm.
How does this roster stack up?
Oh, man, we have a very talented roster. That's the thing. We don't lack of talent in any position. So I just think that, especially with our wide receivers, they don't get as much credit as they deserve, but I think that group is going to be a good group. I think we're full of talent. We have a lot of young guys that are hungry and thirsty and ready to play. So, I mean, talent-wise isn't a problem. We have a lot of talent on this team.
At the vital position of quarterback now, McCown's obviously the guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your overview of him now that you've seen a lot of him?
I really, really honestly love Josh McCown as a quarterback. I mean, he's done a great job. I didn't really know him too well, so, you know, I came in with an open mind frame since OTA started. When we first got him, I'm not going to lie, I was like, man, who is Josh? I never really heard of him. So, but when we had him out there playing, I just came in with an open mind. And OTAs, he just did nothing but prove me. But to be a believer in him, you know, just understands the system. He's a pro's pro. He can make all the throws, and he commands the huddle. And when I'm talking to the wide receivers like Trav and Gabe, just him giving them little pep talks before they leave the huddle, you make sure you know what you need, knowing where they need to be, just helping them out. I mean, that's real big.
We've all been waiting for Terrell Pryor to get in the game, and mm-hmm. pretty close to getting there now. Curious to see how he does against live competition.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. And I love TP too, man, because he's a competitor. He wants to be out there. He wants to make plays. And I know that the time is when you go out there against another team and be able to, you know, really take those hits and go across the middle and see what you're really about playing wide receiver. And I just can't wait for him to go out there because, I mean, he looks like Calvin Johnson. So if he goes out there and can play half like that, it will be solid.
Yeah, Browns fans would take that. Terrell Pryor as Calvin Johnson.
Looks like Calvin Johnson. You know, and again, I'm not saying this is Terrell Pryor, but there are many players, and I've learned this phrase from Greg Minuski, who was my linebacker coach, now defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts. Look like Tarzan, play like Jane.
That's right. We'll get hopefully a good look at Terrell Pryor tomorrow night down in Tampa Bay. That was Joe Hayden chatting with the media. One more segment to go here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will play the Friday forecast coming up next. We'll put Matt Wilhelm on the hot seat for a few questions. So we'll get to that. Still time for your calls as well. 216-578-0850. On Twitter, @Browns_Daily. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.